Welcome to Fishing Report, presented by Angler News SA, South Africa's first fishing podcast series to bring you the latest reports from Port Edward to Cape Vital, as well as in and around the East Coast. This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Balito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg. Besides a wonderful array of fishing tackle catering for all, they have included stunning displays of diving gear, outdoor clothing, and shoes. Visit the store today. Here's your host, Vinesh Sugrim.
Hey, Scott Anglers. I am super excited to be bringing this podcast to you. As mentioned, I am Vinesh. I'm the guy that brought you SA's first fishing newspaper, SA's first bait guide, SA's first digital magazine, and now SA's first fishing podcast. So this is something that's been on my bucket list for many years now. And thanks to the Kingfisher, we finally have the opportunity to do it. More so because there is a platform that can bring fishing reports really fresh to you. I mean, this content is so fresh that at 5 o'clock this afternoon, I had Jesse from Kingfisher Bolito sending me a voice note of what's going on. I mean, I'm editing this evening and it's going to be delivered to you tomorrow morning. You cannot get fresher content than this. And this is why I'm so excited about this project. So please let me know what you think. Comment on my Facebook page, comment, send me an email or WhatsApp, whatever it is. Let me know what you guys think of this new series. And without further ado, let's get into it. So let's kick it off from the South Coast, because finally, we've got a good report out of there. As everyone knows, it's been very tough the last couple weeks, probably the last couple, more than a few weeks, a fairly long time, that the water has been pretty brown. And now it is absolutely clear. I mean, we've got such good reports all the way from Port Shepstone, if you're fishing Sandspit, right up to Ramsgate, Port Edward. The water is clear, it is good fishing from the rock and surf, the offshore, the drone guys, wherever you are fishing, there is fish. So this weekend, I wouldn't know whether I'm fishing South Coast or North Coast, because Mtanzini is just as good. But we're going to get to Mtanzini later. Right now, South Coast, you are getting a variety of fish. I mean, with the water being clear, whether you are fishing Margate, whether you're fishing Yvongo, whether you're fishing Shirley's Avenue, you're getting rockfish, you're getting bronze bream. There's plenty of sharks, if that's what you're after. Sliding baits throughout the entire area, you're going to hook up onto something good. Even if you're off the ski boat side, I mean, the guys are getting some good tuna and dorado off Shirley Beach, some good bottom fish. Apart from Shirley Beach, though, the trolling is a bit difficult. I mean, we've got reports where guys were fishing bottoms and they came across three different depths in the same spot. I mean, that was like 16 degrees, 22 degrees, and 27 degrees. I mean, that is just, challenging. So, but apart from that, sandies, duskies, hammerheads, they are epic. Obviously the ski boat guys are losing it to the sharks, but if you're into your rock and surf, if you're into your droning, you're going to have some bending rods this weekend. Your preferred baits, obviously your chukka and mackerel if you're drone fishing, prawn and bass squid if you're fishing rock and surf. Offshore, the flavor of the week has been mackerel, bonnies, the bonnies that are more your frigates, horse mackerel. Yeah, and then of course, some shallow diving lures. Those seem to be working really well from the reports that we've got through. So then, moving out of the lower South Coast and heading further up, we've got some reports from Scottborough. Not fantastic. However, there is a bit of shad at Cutty Sark. Not huge, but there is a bit of activity there, but more so in the mornings. However, just up from Scottborough at Ifafa, we've got reports that there has been some good size shad, and the guys are getting some cob out there. And as we move into the Toti wannabe area, not too much activity, but there is a glimmer of hope. I chatted with Gary from the Kingfisher branch in Warner Beach, and he did say it's a little quiet, but he did see a little bit of fish. So, as long as there's a line in the water, there's a chance. But let's listen to what Gary has to say.
Good morning, Chatsy. I was very quiet along the famous Kingsborough beaches. And there's some small pompano around, but they're very small. Just remember, any pompano, if it's less than 3 kg, put it back. You shouldn't be taking it. Those fish grow very quickly. And because a lot of people are doing things, taking fish doesn't make it right. See, there's some bait fish activity far off the low that I've seen in the last couple of days. and some cooter going to come out here and there on the boats and the skis, but few and far between. No sign of any snook here yet. Grunter, very few, if any. Your best hope is that maybe a stray stumpy or the odd kingy.
Thank you, Gary. Very honest report. Very informative report about the Pompano as well. Guys, always remember, we got to fish for the future. We cannot emphasize this enough. Our stocks are so important to us. Exploiting fish is going to just ruin whatever we could possibly have for our future generations to come. But moving on to Durban, where Mike V has provided me with a very good report and looking very, very exciting in Durban. Here's what he had to say.
How's it, my buddy? Yeah, there's been some nice grunters and stumpies on the Durban North beaches. I've been getting them on chocker and sea lass, a couple on red eye as well. One or two browns in that area too. Mainly chocker and red eye was the bait. Out of a couple big shad at Shipwreck. That's all on lures. There's been some snook on the Durban North beaches again, on the paddle skis and the boats. Mainly strip fillets from what I understand. In the deep there's been some nice cooter. Those are pulling live baits for those and a couple on speed pros. Yeah, that's about all that I've heard of, bud.
Excellent stuff, Mike. Thank you very much. So, yeah, if we're in Durban, we don't have to travel too far because I guess the fish is right in our very own backyard. Now, moving on to Bolito, where things have been a bit quiet for the last few days, but we did get a very, very fresh report where things are starting to pick up a little. It's Jesse from the Kingfisher Bolito to tell us what's going on in and around the Salt Rock area.
Hi there, Vinesh. Fishing on our side has been a little bit up and down over the last week or so, with catches being kind of few and far between for most people, but light at the end of the tunnel is that Tugela's side is cleaning up a little bit. The guys have been catching one or two carp up that side. A lot of smaller carp in the 2 to 3 kilo range. Spinners as always, and then the guys at Siola have been catching quite a few cob as well. Sheffield side, the odd stumpy snook for the guys spinning, and then sandies have been coming out, not a heck of a lot, but there are a couple around. In Bolito itself, there are still one or two shad on the bites, but that is early hours of the morning. From 5 o'clock through to about 6 o'clock is your window there. Anything after that and it kind of goes really dead. So yeah, sandies and greys trickling through, and then down in the Westbrook side of things, got some small edibles around, a couple of kingies for the guys fishing with spinning gear. And then just south of Westbrook in Boystown, there's a mixed bag of edibles there as well. So your zebras, your stone bream, all of those guys, and still one or two bronze bream around, which is quite nice to see. On the offshore scene, you've got the tuna making up the bulk of the catches. And that's going to be your fish between 10 and 20 kilos, with the odd one coming out in the 30 kilo range. But that was last week's hype. This week seems to have slowed down a little bit, partially due to the fact that not too many guys have been able to launch. And then the rest of the catches comprise mainly of snook and cooter, but again, not so many this week. We'll have to wait and see if it improves next week.
Well, that's something definitely to keep an ear out for. But it's good to see that there's Bolito was pretty quiet last week, and it seemed to have certainly picked up a little. Now, moving on to Stanger, some decent activity in and around Stanger as well. So, as Jesse mentioned, there's been a fair amount of cob around the Siola area, especially on the south banks. But, guys, I did get reports the cob is small, so please, if they are undersized, release them. We cannot, we mentioned it earlier in the show, fish for the future. We're going to be constantly going on about this because it is really all about sustainability. And if you're fishing in the Tindi Manor area, off the Red Rocks, there's been some reports of Pompano in around that whole Zinkwazi area as well. There has been some cooter, well, the odd cooter, they're all averaging about 10 kilos. There hasn't been much snook off the rocks as yet. Hopefully that'll come through soon as well. The preferred baits in the area, as I was talking to a few tackle stores, there's been a spike in sales with chocker, prawn, and sardines. Well, naturally with the cob around. And then also in Zinkwazi, there's been some reports of some good catches of stumpies in the area. And now for what's going on at Mtanzini. Guys, I've got such a good report. I chatted with a guy named Nick up at Mtanzini, and the report was so strong. I mean, the guys are getting, the diamonds are back. You know, that's all I've got to say. The diamonds are back. There's been honeycombs in between. The areas you're fishing for these flatties is going to be Matikulu and Port Dunford. The other good areas is fishing the river mouth. You know, the light tackle fishing off Outlaw, been getting a lot of strikes. The species that are coming out at the river mouth is your pickhandles, your snappers, and Malibu rocker. Reports of up to 5 kilos. You know, so it is really good at the moment. Even off the ski boat side, there has been some cooter coming out. In fact, while I was chatting to Nick, lots of guys from the Zinkwazi area actually have been coming up and fishing the Mtanzini waters. If you're heading up North Coast to fish, Mtanzini is certainly an area worth putting a line out in. I'm sure you're going to have your rods bent out there. Now, heading up to Richards Bay, also, fishing is fairly decent. Guys are getting a few diamonds, the odd sandy, but I've heard there's been a lot of greys, especially in the bay area. Ski boat side, not too much, but in the estuary, there's been a fair amount of GTs caught on spinning tackle, as well as snook. The guys have been getting some decent snook in the bay area. So Richards Bay, also very good spot to fish. And then, of course, lastly, heading up to St. Lucia and Cape Vidal. Not too much happening at St. Lucia. The guys are getting the odd stumpy, the odd pompano, but it is fairly quiet. That's due to the bays being quite sandy. However, if you going further up into fishing areas like Mission Rocks, we've got some good reports of lanterns, speckled, and snapper salmon. So guys, that's our coastal report. Now, if you want to try your hand in freshwater, well, the bass is still very, very active. Lots of water in the dams due to, well, obviously the season that's been. But dams are fishing quite well. Lots of bass everywhere, especially in the private dams. However, if you are still a bit late to chase that personal best at Albert Falls, you're going to have to look for him because, yeah, with the water levels being so high, the fish has been spreaded out quite a bit. A suggestion would be to possibly use the spinner baits. The private dams, though, have been fishing very well. Ideally, what you want to use is a weightless fluke, probably in a June bug, a watermelon seed, or a green pumpkin. It's recommended that pick a style and have fun with it. The fish are there, and you're definitely going to have some fun. On the carp side, fishing has been consistent with lots of smaller fish making up the catch reports. Banana flavor has been the been the flavor of the week, actually. And hooking that up on a small hook with a reed fillet trace, that's going to give you your best chance of success. And while we're on the topic of freshwater angling, I've chatted with Jan from Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg. And this is what he had to say. Pretty good report. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Jan Carbel from the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg with a quick fishing report. Currently, the situation in the Midlands, we've got rather high water and very warm water. So, unfortunately, not all that conducive to fishing. After the tribulation at the rising water in Albert Falls Dam and the excellent fishing that followed as the margins got flooded, the fishing has definitely quietened down a bit. And local angler Alistair Moore's Pitt is reporting that anglers are getting like one or two fish a day on Albert's at the moment. That being said, the fishing at Midmar, which has been full for quite a bit longer, is still good. And fishing along weed lines and edges with topwater frogs, lipless cranks, spinnerbaits, and rattlers is proving fruitful. with the warm water currently in the Midlands, Natal Fly Fishers Club have closed all their still waters. It's an annual thing, normally for about four weeks or so, right about this time. That does leave the river fishing open, which is, you've got moving water, so it's benefiting from a slightly lower temperature and more oxygenation from the high waters at the moment. That being said, water levels are a little bit high and it's proving a bit difficult. Still at the moment, I reckon without too much more rain, apart from this afternoon's thunderstorm, the fishing should be excellent for the autumn period. There are still excellent reports coming in daily from Sterkfontein Dam, and with a largemouth yellowfish coming to the fore, taking dry fly, aka known as the fish of a thousand casts. And we're seeing quite a few of them at the moment. Smallmouth yellows, which are regular catches at Sterkfontein, some proper tank fish have been reported. Dry flies obviously is the way to go at Sterkfontein, and the good doctor's beetle, copper, purple, and hoppers, along with some ant patterns. Otherwise, give us a shout to the kingfisher.
Excellent stuff, Jan. Thank you so much for that report. Very, very informative. So guys, with that, it brings us to the end of this week's show. I hope you found it very enjoyable. I hope you found it informative. I hope it helped you choose the area you're going to be fishing this weekend. We'd love to hear all about it. So please, comment, subscribe to the podcast. You know, that's the best way to get the latest fishing reports. This is going to be a weekly thing. So whatever platform you're listening to this show on, just hit the subscribe button, hit the notification button, and as soon as we publish, you'll know about it. Because as anglers, we all pretty much fish the same way. I mean, if we're fishing a lure, it's got to be fished in a certain way. If we're fishing baits, we'll have our variations, but ideally, we got a bait out there. However, if we are not getting into the feeding zone, well, it's really going to be a pretty difficult for you to get that fish, and that is what the point of these reports are for. It's to make sure you have a better success rate. It's to help you be a little more decisive on the areas you are fishing. So once again, thank you for listening in, and special thanks to King Fisher for making this possible. Of course, thank you, the anglers, for listening in into our debut podcast. Like I said, we were totally excited. We're extremely happy to be bringing you these fishing reports. And until next week, I am Vanessa Green for Angler News South Africa. Take care, keep your fishing area clean, and always fish for our future.